1290 AM Denmark, W250 CD Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Beryl still hurricane strength as it hit the South Texas coast around 4 a.m. local time today. Matagorda County Public Information Officer Mitch Thames.
We're asking everybody just to stay put. Please don't get out on the road. Even at sunup, please stay where you are. It is not safe to be on the road.
Beryl at Cat 1 strength when it made landfall. Galveston Island not protected by a seawall, and the storm surge could be 6 to 9 feet there. Emergency shelters are open. It's back to Washington today for lawmakers after the 4th of July break. Democrats deciding whether to work on reviving President Biden's presidential candidacy or join calls for the president to step aside. The president will shift this week from focusing on that to hosting the NATO summit taking place in Washington starting Tuesday. An alliance of left-wing parties in France winning most seats in Sunday's parliamentary elections, but no single party has an absolute majority. This is ABC News. In New Jersey, closing arguments in the corruption case against New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez are expected to begin today. ABC's Lindsay Tuckman is in New York with more on the senator's hope for the end of the trial.
Senator Menendez says he expects this jury to find him not guilty as the federal corruption trial really does near its end. This coming after 2 months nearly of testimony. The defense did rest its case last week before the July 4th holiday. The New Jersey senator did opt out of testifying in his own defense.
Record heat gripping Las Vegas this weekend as the city broke its all-time record Sunday by 3 degrees, some places even hitting 120 degrees before the day was through, leaving many of the city's visitors, including Gary McKinney from Atlanta, to change their vacation plans in order to try and beat the heat.
Yeah, we were going to walk up and down the strip, but it's just way too hot to do that. We don't want to pass out and die out here.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
If you're looking for a new couch, you could cut down on expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Because you know you've had this couch for too long. Sure, you've had good times together, but a ripped up cushion is not a fond memory. It's a sign. Notice how other people have couches with two armrests? Now that's living, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new couch. Please, it's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A defiant President Biden tells a Wisconsin audience he's running and plans to win again.
I'm staying in the race. Yeah! I'll beat Donald Trump.
The president concedes he had a bad night in last week's debate.
I'm not letting one 90-minute debate wipe out 3.5 years of work.
Biden told a crowd of about 1,000 supporters in Madison that Donald Trump is a convicted felon and a threat to democracy. The state Supreme Court is handing Wisconsin Democrats two big victories. Justices ruled election clerks can use ballot drop boxes as they see fit in this year's elections. Also, the court ruled the legislature's Joint Finance Committee overstepped its authority when blocking some of Governor Evers' actions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get a W in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Dodgers 9-2 in Los Angeles. That snapped a Brewers 7-game losing streak at Dodger Stadium. The crew with home runs from Christian Yelich, catcher Eric Haas, and center fielder Blake Perkins on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Ah, Perkins, left field, deep and out of here. Blake Perkins, that's a smooth operator. 5 5-2 Brewers on Perkins' homer.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on Blake Perkins' performance Sunday.
Of course, you got to mention Perkins. Three hits, three RBIs, big homer to extend the lead. Great effort. A lot of guys, great effort.
So the Brewers return home for a game against the Pirates tomorrow night. The Chicago Cubs lost again 7-0 to the Angels at Wrigley Field. A frustrated relief pitcher, the Cubs' Colin Brewer, punched a dugout wall after giving up three runs in one inning. Brewer is now on the 60-day injury list. He broke his left hand. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms off and on through the day today. It'll be mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 81. Rain amounts 1 to 2 tenths of an inch with some of these thunderstorms. Tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Slight chance of a thundershower with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, we'll talk to the Humane Handling Institute about different ways to raise and slaughter our animals. Interesting discussion. Hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, we've got interesting guests coming up in 1 minute here. But first, a little something about Pella Windows and Doors. Todd, did you write these?
No, you know darn well I did not write those.
Okay. This is from Pella Windows and Doors, who we love.
Yes,
we do. We love. Said, how about some good Wisconsin dad jokes? Okay. So let me throw this one at you. How do mice floss their teeth?
I don't know.
With string cheese. Give me a bell on that one. All
right. Why? Okay.
What do you... Okay, just relax.
Okay.
What do you need in order to cook in a sunny kitchen? Shade and bake. Shade and bake. Shade and bake. Like shake and bake. Mm. No? Okay. All right. Anyway.
Let's get to the windows.
These are great folks at Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin.
Wow. They make better windows than jokes.
Yes, they do. Pay as low as $18 per window, $81 per patio door next month. This is phenomenal. And I'm going to buy a patio door from them.
You're saying this morning,
I was just talking to them this morning before we went out. Hey, I got to talk to somebody at Pella. I need a new patio door.
Yeah,
Pella completes installation. No mess, no hassle. Leaves nothing but perfect results. Again, get as low as $18 per window, $81 per door per month at Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. Ends 7/31/2024. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Great products.
Great, that's interesting.
Yes.
Introduce our very special guest. Right, I'm really excited about this.
Everyone in the military is interesting, but they all have their little niches. And this Thomas, who is at, right now you're at Pine Hills Golf and Supper Club. You're the chef there. But prior to that, you were in the military, and you probably got one of the more interesting jobs. Although I knew a guy who flew the helicopter from the White House to Andrews. That was a cool job.
Yep.
Your job is right up there with his. Yes. I actually know his sister.
But okay.
I had met him. Anyway, you were the chef in the military, and people might think grub food, but not you.
But at the White House, right, even?
Pentagon.
Pentagon. And when the VIPs would come out to...
Almost, yeah. I joined the Air Force to travel the world, and the world came to see me.
That's awesome.
So how was it with hosting people, like you said, when out in Kuwait, when the VIPs would show up? I mean, did he get you the right food, or was it like, were you scrambling? How was it cooking
Air
for those
Force
people?
Air Force eats pretty well.
Air Force eats well, yeah. So we were Al Jaber, Kuwait.
Yeah.
So we had, a couple of different places. So steak and lobster every Thursday night. That's how the Air Force rolls. So one of the larger bases, Ali Asalim, not Asalim, Al Udeid Air Force Base in Qatar. 10,000 people, steak and lobster every Thursday night.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, did you have that when you went over there?
Yeah, we did. I mean, you guys really, we were the JCOC, the Joint Civilian Orientation Corps. You were, I don't know if you were the chef then, but you guys really put on a great meal and great tour, everything about it. And tell me about the Pentagon. How was it? Yeah. Were they nice to you? I mean, are they picky eaters?
So, those guys are kind of actually, when you're in the Pentagon, you don't wear a military uniform. So because I'm working for the boss, the SecDef. So it's a butler.
Who's the boss?
It was at the last one I worked for was William Cohen, okay. Secretary of Defense.
Wow.
So we're there cooking just for the Secretary of Defense's office, undersecretaries. So it'd be like the professors from Yale and Harvard and that gets invited in there. General Colin Powell was there when I was there.
Wow.
So I was cooking bacon cheeseburgers for General Colin Powell on a day.
No kidding.
Monday through Friday. So that was kind of a neat thing. But so you're walking all throughout the Pentagon. You don't have to salute a single person. So that was kind of as an E-4. So I was 20.
Sergeant, sort of.
I was 22 years old, 21 years old, walking around. And everything I'm doing is for the Secretary of Defense. So
wow.
Everybody's bosses.
How did you get that job? I mean, that's got to be one of the most.
So I was at Langley Air Force Base, 19 years old, Airman right. of the Year.
Which is in Washington, pretty close, right? Maryland?
Yeah. Well, just south of Washington,
D.C. Virginia.
So by Virginia Beach.
The headquarters of like the
Air Combat Command.
Yeah, everything. You
know?
Right.
So I was Airman of the Year of Air Combat Command. And then they got 19 years old, almost 20, part of the incentives for Airman of the Year, got to fly an F-15.
Wow.
Not even 20 years old, flying an F-15. O'Connell Falls.
Wow.
Grew up in O'Connell Falls.
Wow. And you're 19, 20 years old doing this stuff?
And I got to fly an F-15. So the guy, there's a bet that goes on by the pilots. How quick can you make your co-pilot sick?
Him barf, right?
Yeah, it did not take him long, and they didn't want that flight suit back.
That's incredible.
So I basically met, it wasn't more of what I knew, it's who I knew. So Air Combat Command, my bosses knew a lot of people in the Pentagon. So when they went, I'm like, hey, how about me?
So had you had experience growing up in O'Connell Falls in a restaurant or something? I mean, how did
We owned the Falls family restaurant.
Got
so most of the people I was working around came in for college money. And essentially, some wanted to cook, some of them didn't care. And I ran circles around them. So
it was your passion.
Yeah, it was easy for me. It came easy. So I didn't even need a tech school to learn how to do what I was doing in the military.
Wow.
My mom made me.
That's phenomenal.
I think that's really cool that Colin Powell liked his bacon cheeseburger.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah.
Does that sound good? Yeah. Next time he comes, you got to bring his bacon cheeseburger. Exactly the way you did it for Colin Powell. Yeah.
But I bet you these guys all had their little niches, right? Or was it were they prima donnas or were they good to you?
So actually the undersecretaries, the people that were sitting in the offices, they were sweet people. One time I brought it was during the inauguration, President Clinton's inauguration. Mm-hmm. So the Secretary of Defense is going to it. Asked for a Diet Coke or a Coke to go up to his office. I'm bringing it up there. He knew my first name. That's how nice these people were.
Wow.
The people that got uptight was the Sergeant Major I worked for.
They just have to show their power sometimes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I was going to say you're probably getting too much credit.
Yeah,
you
know? I was a young airman working for the Army. That was even a big culture shock there.
Wow. So did you serve the president at the time?
Actually, at that time, so he's coming in for a night meal.
Okay.
I did all the prep for it, and because of Secret Service, they limited the staff. So all the prep was there. So the young guys probably need to go away.
Step aside.
Yeah.
Wow.
But actually, when William Cohen went into office, President Clinton came by. We had a lobster boil right on the river entrance of the Pentagon. So they had a bonfire right on the. You can't do that now.
No, right? No. That's cool.
How was the supply chain? Like, did you get what you needed, or do we? I would think that was a high priority for them, right? To get the right food and fresh food.
The one thing that like that's different with being overseas and being stateside, when you're at a deployed location, no food cost. We ran dining facilities 24 hours a day. If you were hungry, you came in. So that's the big thing. They had absolutely in the 2000s, early 2000s was not a problem to get food.
And you say no food cost. So a budget thing wasn't That's all, wasn't over your head.
That's all you do, steak and lobsters every Thursday night.
Well, the Air Force takes pride in that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you know, when people make fun of the Air Force, but the Air Force, like, yep, darn right we had lobster. Yeah.
So we had a Patriot missile site in Kuwait, and they got the young soldiers out there got in trouble by, they damaged a Humvee, injured a guy, sent him back to Germany. They were told, you guys can look at the Air Force dining facility, but you're going to eat out by your missiles.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Wow.
That was their punishment for a month.
So how many years were you in?
20 years.
20 years. Wow. That's 20 phenomenal. Years. And what did you end up as?
I'm a retired master sergeant.
What do you do now?
So I work at a school district. That's my main gig. Farthest thing in the world that I thought I'd be from, so I do school nutrition.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice.
And then Pine Hills is, you can only serve school nutrition so much, and I like to do the fancy tomato roses and different things on plates. So I do a part-time job with Pine Hills.
That's awesome.
I'll tell you, that Pine Hills, I saw an ad from them, which is, was it Prime and?
Nine holes and prime dinner, so they call it our nine and prime.
Nine and prime.
Yeah, absolutely. It is phenomenal.
And what is that? We go nine, do we get a cart?
You get a cart, you get the whole 9 yards. And then you start at, I think you start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the idea is to get your nine holes in, and then when you're done with that, our supper club is open at 5.
That's prime rib?
Prime rib.
Wow.
And that's all for $50. I don't know if it's still, because that's still the price. It's still $50.
Absolutely. Okay, yep. And we have a huge salad bar. Like this weekend, we did gumbo for the soup. So it's like your salad bar is an entree.
Oh my God, I love gumbo.
And then you can take your nice prime rib home if you can eat it.
Wow. What a great.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's fantastic.
Hey, out of the military, 20 years, you've done a lot. I mean, really from the Pentagon to Kuwait, a favorite job or anything you'd recommend to a kid that, I mean, I think every kid would like to probably be a chef like you and serve that. I mean, but your career path was more on kind of who you knew, right? Or
you still had to have the skills.
Well, yeah. So when you get in there, and that's like most jobs, it was mostly attitude. You know, it came in. I was always like, we go in at 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, you show up early. If you're 15 minutes early, you're 15 minutes late.
Wow. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Why did you choose Air Force?
My dad was drafted into Vietnam. So he was Army. He goes, when we were talking about when I was in high school, where I'm going to go, he goes, he didn't care for the draft and, because he only did 18 months, his 2 years back. And then he goes, if you're going to go, just don't choose the Army.
Yeah. I mean,
I guess he didn't like his treatment.
There's a few people that I don't know what you're going to do, but I can tell you what you shouldn't do. Yeah. You know? Like your dad, but out of all the jobs you had in the military, what did you like the best?
I would say, so my last station was, I retired out of Madison, the 115th. So, so the Wisconsin units that I worked in were unbelievable.
It's the Air Guard, isn't it?
Air Guard, yeah.
I did a really cool thing with them 2 summers ago where we flew up north of Duluth, okay? Oh. And they did a refueling type thing. And I think it was F-15s, whatever it was that they were. It was the most amazing thing.
That's cool.
I'm laying there looking out this window, and there's a pilot going, I don't even know how fast I have no idea, but he's going that speed, and this plane's going that speed. And he can literally wave and look at the guy going, 500 miles an hour, and they get refueled, and then just gone. It's like, where did that thing go?
I agree. That's unbelievable experiences. You seem like a really nice guy. I mean, I bet you really enjoyed your career.
It was, you meet so many nice people doing that, and some of the experiences I would have never had living in Wisconsin.
All right, we got to talk more about
this. We got to set a quick break.
Tom pronounce your last name for me.
Swearingen.
I got it fairly close, right?
Yep.
From Pine Hills Golf and Supper Club, retired Air Force Master Sergeant, back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW and WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media. Fascinating guest here. Tom Swergeon, Pine Hills Golf and Supper Club, 20 years in the United States Navy. Served the president, served the Department of Defense coordinator, everybody, pretty much. But the thing that, and Jim and I, it's just fun talking to you. You know, I grew up in O'Connell Falls, like we were talking. Some of your teammates, you probably had one of my good friends as one of your teachers. Did you have El Peruco as a teacher?
Absolutely, yeah.
There's a
name from the past.
There's that's a Nagani boy for you. Yeah. But the thing is, it's so cool, and we're talking about this. You know, in my era, Vietnam was just ending when I was going to, and I hate to say this, you know, how much respect I have for the military, mm-hmm. but a lot of the kids that were joining the military had issues. You know, they got a lot, you know, got arrested or whatever. And that was almost like their option, you know, go there and get. So it wasn't a great group that was going in, in my era. But what I'm saying is this, for you guys, you join the Air Force these days. I mean, you come out with a skill. Yeah. A trade, you know what I mean?
A law degree.
It's incredible.
It's pretty cool.
People understand how the military has turned around in my generation, basically, versus what it used to be versus now.
I should say the other thing is it's a lot harder to get into the military than it was back then.
It is, yeah. The what do they say? It's like the 2% of the population serves in the military?
Right. Can get
I think
in.
One. I think it's 1%.
It's 1%, yeah.
And you guys even have a little higher standards, don't you? The Air Force, isn't that a little tougher?
So now the Air Force is the only branch that has an accredited university. So you can come out of there with a 2-year degree.
No kidding.
So when I got out of active duty, I could have gone to UWGB or any UW school.
As a junior.
And my all my credits would have transferred. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Got a text here. Can you ask the guest if they have used local food for his job with the school district, farm to table type of thing?
Yeah, we do. So we are... Our main supplier is Performance Foods.
Oh,
Beano is kind of up in the sticks, so
yeah.
we don't really have to do. If we get a provider to come up there, we're using them. We do use some of the local farms that we're buying our food. The one thing that I found different this year is we're getting our milk from Minnesota now.
What?
Yeah. So the plant shut down in Wisconsin. It's not so much the milk, it's the cartons, the milk cartons.
Really?
So the school is we could get milk, but you can't get it in the little cartons. So we're outsourcing it from to Minnesota. That was different.
I know.
Jim, you need to step in.
Yeah, we're going to get the governor on. Talk to the governor on the line. Wow. Hey, how's the food in school, in the schools, that big pushes for nutrition?
They changed the standards this year too. So there's a lower salt, lower sugar content, and they're introducing vegetables and stuff into the breakfast meals. I just got a grant for $10,000 for improving breakfast. So I was doing some training on smoothies.
Nice.
The big push.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna make smoothies for 400 kids.
Oh my god! Got some fresh strawberries. I'm gonna make both you guys a Johnny Juice.
Oh, there you go.
Awesome.
Yeah. Right. I should incorporate that into my school menu.
Yes, I buy that protein drink from Costco.
Okay,
and I mix it with strawberries and bananas, And there's nothing better. I don't think there's anything you could eat that's better for you to start a date. Could you?
I mean, don't you agree? I'm going to sneak some spinach into the kids' stuff. Right? See how they like that.
I mean, the key.
I think that's awesome. You guys do that.
What you guys can do is make like food that is like not so good taste really good.
Yep. And right. So it's
that's
like
a
scratch
good
cooking.
Chef
yep.
Does that. And yep. Yeah.
You know what? When you were growing up school, did you have breakfast?
At school?
Yeah. No,
Pop-tarts.
We didn't either.
Pop-tarts.
When did that? That's what I mean. It was bowl of Cheerios or something. When did this start with breakfasts at schools?
Well, see, now
which I think is a great thing.
Our school has always been 100% free. We're community eligible school, anyways. Yeah. But our school has never made a child pay for a meal.
Oh wow! That's
so
phenomenal.
I've been there 9 years. I've never charged a student or a family for a meal.
That's fantastic.
Breakfast or lunch. So when I go to these conferences, they're like, how do you increase participation? I'm like, well, it's free.
Yeah. Who would participate?
Smoothies.
That's awesome. What do you put in your smoothies?
So it's going to be strawberry, banana, yogurt. So it'll be, I'm not going to sneak the spinach in. I think I'll have a riot.
A little kale? Kale, don't tell them that, but put it in there.
That's fantastic.
I think that's great how you can make healthy food tastes great because I think, you know, I don't know.
But let's be honest, though, too. I mean, you've been involved with this a bunch, Jim. There's a lot of kids that come to school hungry and they don't have anything to eat or nobody's.
There's something to be said for the most important meal. It gives them their energy, gets their blood sugar level where it should be, and they can, study and concentrate.
At our elementary, I think we did a survey with it, but we're about 90%.
Wow.
You know, to be honest with you, for when we were in school session for COVID, that kind of improved it because they had to come in groups. So it's super. Suggestion. You can eat breakfast, but you don't have to. Almost 90% of people, of the kids, take it.
Beautiful. The guy in Manitowoc at Natural Ovens who made the muffins? And he was like, well, these are brain muffins. You know, like they make it. It was really that they were eating breakfast, right? That made them, pay more attention and do a little bit better. So that's a really important meal. Do you do the lunch as well then?
Yes. It's breakfast and lunch at our school. We don't do the healthy snacks or suppers, but some schools do.
Right.
You can pick up your supper at a school.
Yeah.
Like what would be a normal meal? Because when I went to high school or even all the way through school, it was like every day, every week. Monday would be like sloppy joes. Next day would be such and such. Next day would be. Thursdays were great because it was pasty day.
We called that pizza where I went.
But you guys, the variety you guys have now is amazing, right?
Yeah, we do some scratch cooking. We get some of our food from commodities, so your chicken tenders, corn dogs, and things, all the fan favorites of the kids and stuff. But I do make so from the restaurant I grew up in. My mom's lasagna.
Oh,
so then
it's
like my mom is a lasagna.
Oh, I would love that.
What grade are the school you're at? What grades are they at?
Oh, so actually, our school has daycare. So we have infants on up to seniors in high school.
And this is where Wabino, did you say?
Wabino.
Do you let some of the students come in and see? Do you have any work study for the kids to come in and help you in the kitchen and learn a little bit?
We do have some of that. That we kind of limit the access to the kitchen.
Yeah. That'd be fun for a kid, though.
Culinary? Culinary. That's a big thing these days.
Well, the Preble is, they got it going on over at Preble. I mean, they've done so many things. They've been at so many events, and you look at that stuff, it's like, wow.
Early in my career, I worked at UWGB, and the nutritionist used to come in and see our production sheets, and so I was actually conducting a class.
That's a fun career because you're making people happy because most people like to eat. And if you can do it right and get the nutrition, I don't know, sneak it in there for kids, but, tell us old people about it. But I think it's
great. I think it's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome what you're doing. And I want to get back to when you were in Kuwait and traveling all over the world. Did you get any Wisconsin product that's like, did we send any cheese over there?
Oh, absolutely.
Cool. 100%. That must have made you like really feel like.
I brought cheese curds over and people went crazy over there. I was in Afghanistan giving these kids cheese curds and they were going insane.
Yeah, you'd be amazed at how much of the DOD buys Wisconsin products.
Cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when we were in the UAE, the U-2 pilots. Yeah, yeah. The U-2 pilots found out we were from Wisconsin, and they went nuts over that EAA fly-in.
Oh, my God.
So the pilots loved us.
Stick around, Tom. That's good. We'll be back with more Mind on the Mayor. Back up. Never seemed to get along.
Korea! You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You know, despite the fact that the dollar is strong against world currencies, and despite the fact that beef is at escalated prices, you know what? The world still wants it. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And the latest U.S. export sales numbers reflect that. Dan Holstrom is president of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, and he says last month they saw the second largest volume of beef move in the world for this year and the highest value of a month in the last year when it comes to beef exports. He said Mexico helps to drive a lot of those sales, but there's other regions that are hot for beef.
I think there's a couple of drivers. You look at the numbers for Japan, 21,000 tons, up 9%. Mexico continues to perform well, up 9%. And another region that performed well in the month of May was the ASEAN region, you know, led by the Philippines, but also Indonesia and Singapore had fairly good months with a total of 4,600 metric tons, up 25%. And a real attractive thing about the ASEAN is that the value at $40.6 million is the seventh highest on record.
Dan Holstrom, president of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, so the world not intimidated by our escalated price of beef, at least not right now. Markets in overnight electronic trade as we get started on a Monday. Right now, corn and beans are lower. Dairy looks firm. Numbers are next.
Introducing Certain Herbicide, the latest corn innovation from BASF. It brings powerful PPO residual chemistry into a pre-through early post application thanks to novel solid encapsulation technology. Apply from pre-plant to V3 and get up to 8 weeks of residual control or suppression of 79 broadleaf and grass weed species. Don't chase weeds all through the season. Attack them before they emerge with Certain Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and giant ragweed. Left undisturbed, they will become the most dangerous foes to corn plants. But in the early season, these weeds are at their weakest. Now is the time. A predator lurks. Certain Herbicide attacks, unleashing full residual power before weeds have a chance to emerge. Pre or early post application, they are hopeless against such effective chemistry. Certain Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
On a Monday morning right now, December corn is down 4 at 420. November beans down 15 at 1115. September wheat down 9.5 at 581. August Class 3 milk that goes into cheese currently trading 6 cents stronger at 2019 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Monday trade session. I'm PM Yankee.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms off and on through the day today. It'll be mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 81. Rain amounts 1 to 2 tenths of an inch with some of these thunderstorms. Tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Slight chance of a thundershower with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
At Uline, the prevailing opinion is, if you don't live it, you don't believe it. The people at Uline believe in hard work, and they live it by being there 24/7 to answer your call, having 41,000 items in stock, and offering same-day shipping from 12 locations across North America. Business owners, sellers, buyers, shippers, and packers believe it. Uline is the hard-working, dependable source for your shipping and industrial supplies. Visit uline.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Okay. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here with a very interesting guest. Tom Swergin worked at the Pentagon for a lot of years. Great career in the military. We're going to talk more about that. Joe Ollick, Director of Veteran Services, coming up from Brown County. Dick Kapinski from EAA. That's just right around the corner. We're going to be down there in Oshkosh before too long. But, Jim, I could see you doing what he's done for a career. Yeah. I mean, your passion is – my passion is going out in the garage and – taking old wood and doing something. Yeah. Your passion is getting into a kitchen and doing stuff.
Well, I don't know. We were just talking about that at break. Cooking is very rewarding, right? I mean, you must feel good. But
absolutely.
You're also, what I was saying to you earlier, you're making people happy because most people like to eat and people like good food. And we were talking a little bit about how presentation can really take a good meal and make it into a great meal. Same ingredients, but it's just the way you chefs make it. And I was telling him this weekend I had a little party at a chef over, and just the cream cheese that went around the salmon and just little things, parfaits. He made his own granola. That just is really
who did this?
This guy that would help me with my party.
Which party was this?
The fancy one with the linens.
Is that this is a linen party?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one we weren't invited to, Doug.
He's got other buddies. You weren't invited. Yeah.
He strained his back carrying linens up to the third floor.
I tried to carry tables up to the third floor. That's how I strained my back. Anyway, but right? I mean, that don't you think like a chef can really make something good to great and it's the same ingredients?
Absolutely. That's one of the things I do with my Facebook posts is food art.
Oh, no kidding. Food,
At Pine Hills, I made Chateaubriand.
Right.
And I cooked it, put a tomato rose, everything, and I put it out there. The staff looked at it, took pictures, and I'm like, I don't want to eat it. You guys go ahead.
What is that? I don't know what language you're talking. What
is that? It's just beef.
It's the center cut, 24 ounces of the tenderloin. Center cut. Good stuff, right?
Really good stuff.
Tenderloin for two is basically what it is.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's got crab, asparagus, hollandaise sauce.
We're talking how you cook for president, generals, students. Do you have a favorite?
National Defense?
I mean, but
group?
Not a favorite group.
Type of food?
I guess I'd like to know a favorite group now that you say that. But is there something you really like to cook?
What do you hang your hat on?
Yeah.
Before I came to Green Bay, Green Bay is a sports bar town.
Yeah.
Burgers.
Let's be honest.
You know, that's what we have here. I was actually a confectionery artist. So
wow.
Cakes, wedding cakes, for the SecDef's Christmas party, I did a 7-foot-long gingerbread city. Little ice skating rink in the center.
My God.
Wabi Lake Lodge, I did a huge gingerbread house with stained glass windows out of Jolly Ranchers, and it looked awesome.
What are you doing this Christmas?
This is amazing. Wow,
that's pretty cool. And you learned that stuff, or did you
go
to school?
Is this your daughter?
This is my daughter, Brooklyn.
Hey, Brooklyn.
Say hi, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, how are you?
Brooklyn's bringing us coffee from next door. It's now open.
Yes.
Todd. Talk
Java.
About our new neighbor right behind our wall here.
Java cream. Got to get over there.
He's got the regular coffee with extra cream.
Yeah, thank you.
And I get the latte. Thank you, Brooklyn.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
What? Okay.
Thanks,
latte,
Brooklyn.
Yeah. What's wrong
thank
with
you, Brooklyn?
I'm a latte kind of
guy.
Yeah.
He is.
Wow.
I mean, when I look at you, I think latte kind of guy.
Absolutely.
I would think it would just be black coffee. I just don't see the
I'm
latte.
I'm having my latte.
What does your
I'm with the guy here who's a culinary expert. I'm going to have latte. Culinary.
Is your daughter following your footsteps? Is Brooke into the...
She wants to study literature.
Hmm.
So
what your daughter did, didn't she?
Yeah,
She has a little library. She's building her own library. She's got 900 books at home.
Yeah. Come on.
She does.
Does she have mine? Any of my books?
Well, we are now.
Yeah, you go.
On the way home.
That one's going in there.
That's a great... I'll talk to her outside of this. That's a great
Jim's
career.
Jim's daughter is the same thing.
Yeah, but it's a... good for her. It's a long career. It's a very tight, small group of people. But once you get in it, it's just very, very rewarding. Good for her. I mean,
does she want to write?
She does a little bit right now. So the last week or the week before, I was at Kansas State. So I wanted her to see what a large college campus looks
Manhattan.
The Little Apple.
Yeah. That's on the middle of no place kind of too. I did a basketball game
there. We drove there.
I'll tell you what, the longest drive in America, when I used to drive from Arizona back to Michigan, when you hit Kansas on the western border and you don't leave Kansas till the eastern border?
Yeah.
If that's not the longest drive in America, I'm not sure what it is.
A lot of open prairie and cows.
Yeah. Wow. You know, see, Iowa's boring to drive through. I'm like, it's boring to fly over. Because I've done that too. Yeah. That's a long
Tom,
drive.
Tom, when you're in Kuwait, and especially that area, and things happen in Kuwait as well, yep. as we were saying. When people ask me when I went over, so what was it like? I said, it's a little bit hard to describe because there's nothing in the United States, and Jimmy, you'd be able to, that can relate to that. You're like a different world, it is. Isn't it?
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Sand.
Yes. Well, so like on the Air Force, you can see where all the lights and stuff are.
Yeah.
But then they have the concertine wires and the protect levels of right. protection. Once Blast you look walls. At so if you're doing the runs and stuff on the outskirts of the base, you look out and there's just nothing but miles and miles right. of sand.
Nothing comparable.
Yeah, yeah. So like if we bring vendors and stuff in, so we got milk and stuff yeah. for our troops we bought local there too. So you have a bomb pit. So you have the dogs, the canine units and stuff right. out there. That's a different thing too.
You know what I always felt sorry for it was the what was the name of the people that worked there? Third Nation.
Oh, Third Country Nationals.
Third Country
Nationals. Kind of
felt sorry for them in a certain way. Did you?
I don't know. Tell me what the people that the
Third Country Nationals. So we're sure. part of our job is we don't actually sometimes we don't cook for at LED. You don't cook for 10,000. The military isn't. We had a contract for it, so those are.
I see. Okay.
Those are the Third Country Nationals there, but we have to escort them.
Yeah,
they're not allowed to. So there's investigations on people are going in there, what they're doing while they're there,
right.
and we're responsible for making sure that the safety. They're not gathering information. We had one guy counting heads going into the dining hall, so they want to. Yeah. Somebody on the outside of the base wanted to know how many personnel we have. So they give them some money and the guy's counting. We caught him and we turn him into security forces.
That's the thing. You know, people, I mean, there's obviously a big difference between Kuwait and Iraq. No question about it.
Absolutely.
Okay. And you could feel in the pit of your stomach when you're in one versus the other. Yeah. Just to be honest, it's scary. But what I'm saying is even being in Kuwait, people don't realize, you're in a war zone.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in a war zone when you were over there in Kuwait during your era. And we talked about these third country nationals.
Yeah. I mean, so they'd be Filipinos, Nepalis.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Nepal was a big one. Yep. Yeah. But you never knew if they were like, just like in Vietnam, you talked about your dad and I talked to guys, it might like there were times where the guy that's the barber, the Vietnamese barber on base was then found, you know, in the barbed wire attacking the base two nights later type thing. Yep. So you never quite knew who you were rubbing shoulders with. Did you? I mean,
no.
It could have been, I don't want to say Taliban, but you know what I mean? Or ISIS or whomever. You never knew where their allegiance lied.
You don't, yeah. And they're there. $500 is a big thing today.
Oh, God.
You know, so they don't live on base. So they were down in the local cities because it's a contracting company. So they could be downtown in Doha and somebody, hey, $500 if you give me how many planes do they have out on now?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. So we had one. So they had the traveling wall. So the traveling wall came to Al Jaber, Kuwait, and out of the U.S. embassy was a Jordanian citizen.
Okay.
So Jordan and Kuwait aren't friendly.
Right.
So the Kuwaiti security, why is this guy coming to our base?
Right.
So we had to bring a Humvee out with a 50 caliber to escort him.
That's right. Exactly. You just never knew.
I'm not going to leave him sit out here. He's coming with me.
Right.
If we leave the Jordanian citizen, he might disappear into the desert.
Yeah.
That's how real that is.
But I bet you as the head chef, had pretty good security. Like, protect the chef.
That's a good point.
He knows where the lobster is.
He does. This guy, we're not going to eat.
That is a great point.
Extra security for my man,
well,
Dom.
That was the first time I ever seen, like, a 50 caliber come out to do actual security.
Yeah,
I'll bet. And
so, but, I mean, in the Pentagon, they run scenarios, right? So I was pushing a food cart to go down to our storeroom and a Marine came by. So some security alarm went off and he locked and loaded right by me.
Wow.
push that cart away. I don't need that food that bad.
Wow.
did you ever have a supply issue though? Cause I mean, be like, right. You need food and shelter, right? I mean, like Maslow's hierarchy, those are the two basic needs that we all need to make decisions going forward. Did you ever have where we don't have any food tomorrow?
Not to that point. So in the back of my head, I always have that old. I have a different term for it, but it's a, oh my gosh, I don't have that. So you always have to think. You do a 72-hour plan for pulling food.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, that turkey's not here, or we don't have this. So it's like, what's the next thing we can pull out?
What year were you at the Pentagon?
From 93 to 97.
Okay. Did you, I mean, when 9/11 happened, okay.
I still had bosses that were there.
That's what I was going to ask. Did you, I mean.
So one of my cousins worked in Army Finance.
Okay.
So he was a UWGB graduate, master's in accounting. And he worked for the Army doing their annual fiscal budget. He went in and put his jacket on the back of the, that's where the plane hit, right in the Army side by the helipad. And so he would do his morning routine, put his jacket on the back of the chair, and he'd make his rounds or whatever. So he was on his rounds, and his office is obliterated.
Wow.
He was a Pentagon survivor, so he was out at River's Bend eating dinner, and I was telling the owners, like, we have a Pentagon survivor here.
Wow! Right. So cool. He was there when the plane went in.
Yeah, he couldn't talk to his family, because there's no cell service. So for days, I thought some of my old bosses had passed.
So if he hadn't made his rounds,
yeah,
he wouldn't be here.
He wouldn't be here.
And he's from Green Bay.
So he married into the family.
Okay.
He's from New Jersey.
Okay,
but he came to UWGB after Vietnam, and that's sort of the school he chose.
Wow.
And then he just randomly filled out an application for DOD. And he worked in the Pentagon for 40 years.
And the plane hit right where his office was.
Yep.
Does he talk about what it was like in the aftermath?
So some of that, well, most of it is not having security of calling your family.
Right.
So they were for hours and hours that nobody, you couldn't drive anywhere, you know, so he could have gotten his car, but everything was gridlock coming out. So his family didn't know where he was, if he was okay or.
Unbelievable.
You know. So it took me a couple of years to find out if some of my old boss, so some of them were career. So some of them, I didn't know if they had passed. I was trying to research websites of, you know, if they had passed in the plane attack there, but
unreal. Wow. You know, for some reason that one doesn't get as much notoriety as the trade centers.
Right.
You know what I mean? For whatever reason.
Wasn't it dramatic, probably, that or...
Well, it wasn't on camera.
Yeah. We were out there and saw that. Yeah, that was unbelievable. I mean, there's such a story behind that as well. Hey, I want to shift gears to the schools because like Johnny said, I worry about our future, and I worry about the students, and reading scores, test scores, fourth grade. Everybody freaks out when the kid's a junior. Oh, Johnny's not going to graduate. Well, we kind of knew that a long time ago. I knew that about 8 years ago. Are we doing enough?
Honestly, driver's ed put me over the limit. I needed those 2 credits for driver's ed. That is the honest to God truth. That is no lie.
You hear this, and I think there was President Obama's wife, right? Didn't she really focus on the nutrition in schools? Was that her?
Michelle Obama. So some of the joke is, so if the whole grain, the biggest one for me was always spaghetti. Kids aren't eating the brown spaghetti.
Well, do you remember when Reagan got all kinds of flack? I remember Johnny Carson making fun of this all the time. When they did a new thing and they said that ketchup was considered a vegetable.
I remember that. So when we're getting inspected, I'm like, what are you talking about?
Here's the ketchup. It's a vegetable. Johnny Carson used to tear him apart on that.
Just wondering if we in Green Bay or our listening audience, and you know, we're in Oshkosh, Appleton, if we can learn from Wambito. It sounds like you guys know what you're doing up there.
There's a lot of, when I go to conferences, I used to think like 10,000 people at a airbase. That was the biggest amount of food that I ever cooked. I was just at Stevens Point. There's 15.
No.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, how do you guys do that? And they spend hours and hours and hours. I talked to one director. She's spending hours doing this and she's on her 6th day. Like, she's working on Saturday to make sure she's ready for inspection. I'm like, I got out of the military because of that.
Okay, is Wambino where they have the train where you can...
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
The tall Paul Bunyan.
Right. I'm still so mad about that. Why is it closed on Sunday? I drove all the way up there with my kids, and it was closed. Was not happy. All right. Hey, Tom, this has been just great. Thank you for your service to our country.
And our schools.
And our schools. No question. And one more. Give yourself a plug for the... What's it? The 9 holes and
9 in prime at Pine Hills.
Pine Hills Golf is up there. That's in
Gresham.
Gresham. That's in Gresham. Yep. Great golf course and excellent food, thanks to you.
Thank you. $50. Prime and nine holes.
Yep.
And a cart.
Tom, this has been great. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to start a quick break. Back up this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, you know what, though? Actually, I can't. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, very interesting guest. Tom Swearingen, Pine Hills Golf and Supper Club, retired chef, United States Air Force, served the president, Department of Defense.
Yes, he
so much cooler than us.
Oh, yeah. Most of our guests are.
They are.
But he really enjoyed his career and does to this day. He said, I never thought I'd be working in schools and farm to table and... And he's loving that. Yeah, he's got a good disposition on life, boy.
Yeah, he certainly does. Yeah. Hey, by the way, I told you guys, I brought back a pasty from Nagani.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bring it in, and you're going to cook it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Happy it's got to. The instructions right on the thing.
Yep.
Okay, first pasty.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give up with the Packers draft or even with the farmer's market type things. I'm not giving up on my dream to have a Upper Village, and pasties would be one of the things we'd serve. But I also have some kudigi. I'm going to give you the kudigi. It's on my Facebook. Todd, you saw it, right?
I did, yeah.
I'm giving you. You got to cook both. Kudigi needs to be grilled. You're gonna cook the pasty and the kudigi. It's like a hamburger almost. You know, a spicy hamburger.
All right.
I want you to cook both for Todd and I. You do that?
I'm happy to. I grilled. I'm happy to. I grilled the for my party asparagus.
Oh, I like grilled asparagus.
It was very good. Yeah. Hey, Brad Toll's coming on later this week, right, Todd? I think
Thursday. Yes, sir.
Okay, and he is, you know, the VCB and. So we got to maybe get an angle from him on how we can get this Upper Village someplace. Yeah. You know, we'll talk to him about that. But
and again, even if we don't have like a permit or whatever, we can just be close. You know what I mean? Like
we
half still a block.
We need a permit
really.
Anyway.
Nah, I don't think you do. Or is there a permit police they come around?
Yes. As a matter of fact, there are.
I shouldn't after what happened at Fox Trail, I guess I shouldn't say that.
I got to tell you too, after the debacle last week of our anniversary show.
Yeah.
We've been getting hit with the tickets again.
So no.
I think it's probably their way of Amanda got one last week and so did I.
Oh no, you did not. Yeah. They got us.
Yeah, they probably got us back on their radar now.
Oh, thanks to you, Jim.
I did. Nice look, job. I didn't.
Great work,
forward
Jim.
They didn't forward
so
the memo.
So can I just ask you, tell me again about your party that you had. 4th of July, right on the 4th?
No, it was yesterday.
Oh, yesterday.
It was a Sunday party.
It was a Sunday party.
What was I doing yesterday? Sitting in my apartment here, washing my clothes. Huh. What did I eat?
Handmade granola, so the parfaits was all just, and the strawberries came from our friend. We had a guy on here from Strawberry Hills or Strawberry Farm.
Sunny Hill.
So who'd you invite?
Cut those up. It wasn't my party, John. I hosted a event. The guy that we're gonna have on at the EAA, he does the international.
Dick Knipp?
No, but remember the guy who does the international welcome center?
No.
Okay, he was on our show. Anyway, his daughter is getting married, best friends with my daughter. So we hosted I think it's called a bridal shower.
Okay.
But it was
a family thing. It wasn't just like, you know.
No, we ate with the guys weren't up there. The guys ate like down on the deck. The women were upstairs and in with the linens and with the tables and all this very, very fancy food that I helped make. But I had a chef come in to make it like
you
we're
had,
just talking
about. You had a party yesterday with a chef.
Yeah.
You had a chef.
And he took it the party from good to great. And you know what makes that a party really good? Look, the food was great, and I could have
cooked
it.
You know what makes the party really good? Me and Todd. I'm just telling you that right now.
I'm just saying.
You want to have a successful party, you bring Todd
and I.
Yeah,
I was going to get Gizmo over and do a little magic.
Just saying.
No, but the presentation really makes it all that much. Like the asparagus, right? But to grill, and he has just the lines are perfect, although I helped him do that. I don't know, just everything was.
No disrespect. Yeah, no disrespect.
No, but
is grilling asparagus really that complicated?
No,
I mean, you just kind of put it on the grill and then you take it off the grill.
But then he puts, lemon wedges around it. And,
okay.
You know, he just makes it look. It's the presentation. That's okay. That's why he was there.
Linens and wedges.
Yes, that makes a
party.
Absolutely.
Takes it over the top.
Did you have like tenderloin or what did you have?
No, it's salmon. It was a brunch. It was a brunch. And a couple of those girls are vegetarians. So even the yeah, it was very.
Well, can't vegetarians eat salmon?
Yes. Okay. I'm just saying you asked about prime rib.
Oh,
or you asked about tenderloins.
Yeah.
No, I'll have tenderloins when you come over. You like those, you said.
I love tenderloin. My God. Had a couple out at the camp.
We're having a get together. We're having a hot dog bar. You can come to that. You'll like that.
A hot dog bar at your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Todd's coming too. And so is Kevin Bennett.
So is this going to be. But is it in the house or outside the house?
Are you guys both coming? Outside the house.
See, I knew it. I knew it. We wouldn't be let in the house.
I will bring my own. I will go to Stangleville, and I will buy some of those hot dogs they've got down there that are just mind-boggling good. But do you know which one I mean?
Yeah, I do. But I think, didn't Kevin say he liked, what's that hot dog that's in, on 54?
The all beef ones from the Joey Chestnut? Those all beef ones?
Yeah.
Because those are really good. That's what cheese curd Nick brought us.
That's
that morning.
Okay, right.
Yeah. Those were phenomenal, weren't they, Todd?
We're just going to have, the melted cheese and onions and peppers and sauerkraut and chili.
Will there be linen?
That's going to be paper towels,
just
you guys.
Don't strain yourself. Here's some Bounty.
That's paper towels. We're not going upstairs. No, that'd be fun. And
that'd be great.
Kevin Van Oss, his band is playing at the City Band concert.
Would love it.
And
when is it?
And they don't eat, musicians don't eat till after.
Yeah, I know. I tried giving Dennis from the Glam Band some fried cheese curds that night before his thing.
They don't.
Offer them to the whole band. Like, oh, my God. We can't eat before a show.
So it's going to be after. But anyway, we'll talk about that. But I really enjoyed this guy that he is really into food and nutrition and presentation. And I think that's great that he can take spinach, which is good for you, and kale, and turn it into like a smoothie so kids like it.
Yeah,
you know
absolutely.
What I mean? That guy, he knows what he's doing. So, yeah, that's... No, I like.
Okay,
I had a great party, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry you couldn't make it.
Yeah, no, I could have. I was right here, but that's fine. But I like the hot dog thing.
That's gonna
great.
Be fun, right, Todd?
Yeah,
it's just gonna get beer and hot dog.
Love
bar.
It. I mean, love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
I'm gonna make baked beans because Todd likes those.
Oh, I love baked beans.
So
who doesn't love baked beans? Phenomenal.
I
would you do me a favor though? Can I have some grilled asparagus? I just want to see how you do it.
With the perfect lines.
Yeah, the perfect lines.
Okay.
And a little lemon wedge on the side.
Yeah, lemon wedge.
I'll do that for you guys. Anyway, that's going to be in August or something.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, coming up. Some more important things.
Yeah.
All right.
Joe Olek will be joining us in a minute.
Great.
Dick Kadipsky from EAA will be joining us. We got a lot of stuff going on.
I want to talk to Joe. We have veterans come on. I want to talk to Joe. Are we doing enough for the younger veterans? I really want to talk about that because I have students that, as you know, are veterans, and I want to make sure that they're connected with Joe. I mean, we talk a lot about Vietnam, God bless them, but I just want to make sure these young kids are...
Totally agree.
So we'll
couldn't
talk
agree
about
more.
That. This will be fun to talk to them.
We're going to send a quick break. Joe Olek, Director of Veteran Services of Brown County, joins us next.
Do you remember?
The The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he called Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
So I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.